Scotch, Jemmy, and Jockey, and Sonny, with many brisk lads of that land, stout-hearted, courageous, and brawny, brave boys that were under command. Near Southwark a while they remained, where damsels they daily did court, their favour they quickly obtained, and then there was sport upon sport. Those lads were both jovial and jolly, as blithe as the birds in the spring. With Jenny and Maudlin and Dolly, they boldly did run at the ring. Those girls, when the bargain was making, they vowed they should play in the dark. But yet, if I am not mistaken, there's none could come nearer the mark. It seems there is 40 or 50 young girls that for gaming did strive, but yet they were wondrous thrifty, for now they do happily thrive, and also respect without measure those soldiers they then did adore, since they were endued with that treasure they never enjoyed before. But while they were courting and toying, they thought it would never be day. But now comes the woeful annoying, when thence they were marching away. Then Marjorie, Winnie, and Mary, with Jude and Gillian and Kate, young Nelly and Susan and Sarah, a pitiful tale did relate. Ah, this is their sorrowful ditty, to see they are utterly left. Their friends will afford them no pity, now they of all joys are bereft. Quoth Doll, let us draw a petition to send to the captain with speed, wherein we'll declare our condition. Quoth Jude, let this be agreed. They sent for a scrivener to write it, a neighbor that lived hard by. He had a cute wit to indite it, and knew how the matter did lie. Oh, this is our hearty desire, to marry and make us their bride. Our love shall be always entire, we'll follow the camp by their side. Their writing they thought to deliver, and husbands they thought to obtain. Poor girls they did use their endeavor, but still it did prove but in vain. They are in a woeful condition, alas, they look pitiful wan. For when they came with their petition, the captain and soldiers were gone. Oh, then what a woeful narration these 50 young damsels did make, being crossed in their expectation. They knew not what course for to take. Then Maudlin with Jude and Betty, together with all the whole train, did sound forth their sorrowful ditty, and weeping they sigh and complain. But seeing it hath been our folly, no remedy now can be made. Come, let us be ruled by Dolly, how thus indiscretion hath said. My sisters, why should we be daunted? And Jude was just of that mind. We will not with sorrows be haunted, for once being loving and kind. We'll leave it, girls, when we grow older. Now, since it is gone, let it go. I am glad that upon a brave soldier my maidenhead I did bestow. Then follow my kind exhortation, and on it we'll set a good face. We'll fear not the world's exclamation, a fig for the thoughts of disgrace.